2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome back again to KSL Outdoors Radio. Thankful for the news update there on the half hour and excited about the next segment, which we're sort of kicking off the return of our one tank trip of the week with our buddies Bob and Mark. Traveling the road, road tripping with Bob and Mark. Guys, hello. Where are you today?
We're in beautiful Hurricane Valley.
And you got to say it that way, too, because that's the way the locals say it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can know immediately if folks aren't around from around here when they say Hurricane Valley. It's definitely Hurricane. And Navi, I don't know, are you familiar with this area?
I'm familiar with Hurricane, just like I am with Hooper.
You know how to say it anyway. I'm talking about actually being there.
Well, I've only driven like through there. I haven't really camped or enjoyed myself there yet.
For those that don't know, guys, it's between St. George and Zion, right?
That's correct. It's Zion's National Park. If you're from Utah, it's Zion's National Park, but it's actually Zion.
Yeah. There's another one that is a quick tip, whether folks are from around these parts or not. Why there? Why this week for your one-tank trip?
Well, we're highlighting places around Utah and the surrounding region that have been hit by COVID-19, if you will, in tourism. You know, what we're seeing in many of these areas around the state is that there's a strong weekend business, but weekdays can be a ghost town in some areas. And what we're trying to do with Hurricane Valley is to show that there's some options to staying in this area other than Springdale and St. George, especially if you're coming down here for the outdoor recreation.
And it's a place as well that has grown. It's grown up a bit, hasn't it, Bob? The last several years, we've seen some more infrastructure here. There's new restaurants, new guides and outfitters, some new lodging operations. So there's some great infrastructure here, and it's closer to Zion National Park, close to St. George. It actually sits at the confluence of three different rivers.
We were talking last week about how people blow right past places like Cedar City. I guess this one qualifies, too. You're either headed to St. George or Zion, and you don't focus on anything else along the way. But that also means that it would be a good place to get away from the crowds.
It really is, and it's a great central location. It's a great hub, if you will, for visiting this area because you're only about 20 minutes or so from the entrance to Zion National Park, and then you're only about that far away from St. George. So it's a short drive in either direction, and it's a great base camp for the outdoor recreation. I mean, we're surrounded by all the premier recreation areas of Washington County here in Hurricane. We're actually in L.A. Hurricane today.
Which is because of all the Los Angeles transplants that are there, probably.
That's right. We're right over the confluence. If you've driven through here to go to Zion from the southern exit off of the freeway, you go over the Laverkin Bridge, and we're right there just past the Laverkin Bridge overlooking Confluence Park where the Virgin River is, and we got a very beautiful view from where we are.
This bridge here is actually really famous for James Bond in the movie Octopussy flying his jet underneath the bridge.
Really?
Right down this. Yeah.
I had no idea. Navi was just down there enjoying some of your weather at Lake Powell, and I haven't seen him face-to-face yet, but I have seen pictures and took in a little of that southern Utah sunshine, Navi.
Yeah, I try to stay out of as much as I can. With my freckles, it's like I get a suntan through a screen door. But it's definitely hot, and I couldn't imagine being down there if you're not 20 feet from a lake to dive in.
Yeah, it's so true. It's been hot this week. I think St. George was up to a 109 a couple of days, and it's just been, I mean, someone turned the heat back on this last week. And you're right, Navi, you got to be near water. here in this in the Hurricane Valley area, we have two really good places to go with Quail Creek State Park and Sand Hollow State Park.
And they call Sand Hollow Little Lake Powell because it's got some red rock formations that are somewhat like that. There's a big sand dune on the backside of Sand Hollow that is a big place for UTVs and ATVs to go recreate. So those are just right next door.
Well, let me tell you my Sand Hollow story real quick. People that listen to this program and have for years will remember when we made our 43 state parks in 72 hours crazy stunt. And Sand Hollow was right where our motorhome decided to break down because we got some bad diesel that put a lot of water into the system. And we spent the night at Sand Hollow and had to shuttle another Class A motorhome down from Salt Lake City to pick us up so we could finish our trek. So that's my last experience with Sand Hollow. But that area has changed a lot. Yes, you have water, but not a lot of trees down there, are there?
No, there's not a lot of trees in the area. In fact, right next to Sand Hollow is Sand Mountain, where these beautiful coral-colored sand dunes are. It's a really popular area for off-roaders. But it's pretty barren and desolate in that area. You better bring your own canopy if you come down.
All you need to tell Navi is there's four golf courses in the area. That'll get his attention.
Oh, come on. There's largemouth and is both of those lakes. So, yeah, that's a great place to be.
Yeah, I have a great story of being on Navi might know this guy, Greg Giacomazza. He's well known down here for as a bass fishing guide. But we were out on the boat with him one day, and my wife was with me, and we caught, over 30 largemouth bass within 2.5-3 hours. And my wife caught the largest one of the day that was, it was between 7 and 8 pounds or something like that. She wanted to take it home and cook it. If you know Susan, Tim,
yeah,
she wants to take every fish she catches. And we all looked at her and go, what are you talking about? You don't take those home.
Tell me about
the ladies always catch the big ones. So that's nothing new.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Tell me about the mountain biking down there.
There are some new trails. They've been developing new trails down here in Washington County. And they keep building new trails, but just up above us where we're at right now, there's what they call the Hurricane Rim Trail. You've got the Gem Trail that it connects to. There's some famous trails. What's the one I'm thinking of, Bob, up on top of the plateau?
The Gooseberry Mesa.
Gooseberry Mesa is a fantastic world-class destination. Some people claim that Gooseberry, just above Hurricane here, is the best mountain biking area in the state. And so you've got all of that really close by. And there's just miles and miles of single track. And, of course, this is where the Red Bull comes and does their big rampage down this way. It's just up the road from Hurricane. So there's a lot of mountain biking. There are bike shops right here in town. You can rent, bring your own. Or if you've got to pick up some supplies here, those are all available now in this Hurricane Valley.
And Tuckerville Falls is right there somewhere, isn't it?
It is. It's just, it's near Tuckerville.
That's good. Hence the name.
It's a 6 mile road that leaves Tuckerville, and I gotta tell you, you better have the right vehicle. It's a pretty gnarly road, and if you don't have tires with lots of plies, like 10-12 ply tires, high clearance, you're in trouble. Although we've seen some minivans try to attempt it. But it's a beautiful, at the end of the road is a beautiful waterfall that's become very popular. We were out there just the other day, and it's become known, and we saw a lot of big off-road machines going down the road.
Mm. And tell me just briefly, because we're going to be short on time if we don't, Babylon Arch. I'm unfamiliar with that one.
Bob and I just went out there about 6 months ago ourselves, and if you come in from the town of Leeds, it's probably the easiest way to access it because it's on the fringe, if you will, of Hurricane Valley, and it's across the river. And so the best way to get in is from the town of Leeds. You drive down a couple miles down on a dirt road, and then you're going to hike down into some red rock, which is actually, it's very close to Sky Mountain Golf Course down here. And you're across the river from Sky Mountain Golf Course. You can hike into an area where there's this beautiful arch and all this red rock and a lot of sand. Bob loves sand. He loves, one of his favorite things is hiking in sand.
He's being sarcastic. Everybody who's anybody who's ever hiked with me knows that I hate deep sand.
Well, it's the fact that you take so much of it home involuntarily, I think, is the problem, in your shoes and your shorts and just about anything else.
Yeah, there's nothing good about sand.
No. All right. I want to hear about where are you staying? You're at Zion's Camp and Cottages? No, you said the dwellings.
Yeah, we're actually at the dwellings. It's a new property. It's tiny houses just past the bridge before the River Rock Roasting Company, which is the next door neighborhood, which is also a great restaurant, by the way. And it overlooks Confluence Park, overlooking the Virgin River. Confluence Park is a great place for hiking. It follows the Virgin River. It's where Ash Creek, Laverkin Creek, and Virgin River all converge. Another one, the one you mentioned, is just down the road from us, Zion's Camp and Cottages, another really great place that has vacation homes and small cottages. And these are great places for, again, base camping here in the Hurricane Valley area, and then just spread out, going any direction. You just point the car in any direction, you're going to run into some really amazing recreation areas.
Yeah, it really does sound like it. And by the way, I've enjoyed the photos and the drone footage of all of these places, but your pictures of Tocqueville Falls were really amazing down there, fed by Laverkin Creek. All right, guys, I want to direct everybody to your website again. It's roadtrippinwithbobandmark.com. So our one-tank trip of the week this week, the Hurricane Valley. And one tank, I just did the math. I looked at the average price per gallon of gasoline listed today, $2.26. So I think for about $40, you can get down there and have one whale of a good time. And it sounds like if you plan your trip during the week and you can do so, you're going to find some great bargains on hotel rooms and other things.
That's right. If you can travel during the weekdays, it is a season to take advantage of the great deals.
All right. Great talking with you guys, as always. Bob and Mark, thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
You bet. Thanks, Tim. See you, Navi.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Navi's going to stick around. We're going to talk fish bites coming up in a minute with his experience down at Lake Powell. And if you haven't been to our Facebook page yet, you need to take a look at this ginormous, I know it's not a word, this huge Big Mac that was caught by a 10-year-old at Flaming Gorge. We'll tell you about it next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Bubba had a dream, Bubba had a wish to find himself a woman that loved the fish. One day at the tackle shop, his dream came true, and now for everyone he catches, she catches too. Hey, Bubba!
Hey, Bubba!
She fishes better than you.
Better get used to it. Speaking of fishing, before we talk Lake Powell, hopefully you got a chance to look at the Facebook page in the last little while. I posted, and we, unfortunately, last week didn't get a chance to talk about this, Russ, but a picture of a 10-year-old, Tyler Grimshaw, holding on to a 41-pound lake trout that was caught up at Flaming Gorge.
No.
It's bigger than he is.
No doubt.
Yeah, I shared a text, I guess it was a week or so ago, with Vaughn Jacobson, who brags sometimes about making that trip out to the gorge to go after these Big Macs. I told him next time he goes, I want to be on the boat. But I don't remember what time of the year it was they usually head out there. But, boy, this is a giant monster.
Those Lakers get huge,
yeah.
Absolutely huge.
Well, it really puts the size into perspective, sitting with the little 10-year-old Tyler holding it, too. Hey, let's focus on Lake Powell. You have some firsthand experience within the last week, Navinovskis, and looks like you and the boys and girlfriends and wife, everybody, had a good time.
Yes, we did. Look, I learned a lot. I'm not really steeped in warm water fishing, but I love it. I love everything about it. Nothing I like more than learning new things. And we've been pretty good with bass and striper in the past, but this this time I learned a ton of things. One of the things I did that I have never done before, and people don't might not know this, but Lake Powell is a great place to snorkel. The water is so clear. You got 50 feet visibility. And I created these patterns that are looking like shad. I mean, for 3 weeks before we went, I tied up a lot of shad patterns. And my boys were excited to throw them, and I was curious. So I got on the snorkel after the second day and went down, and I watched the fish. Let me tell you, they're not afraid of me. They don't see you as a predator, I guess. This one big largemouth came right up at me, and he was 2 feet from my nose just looking at me like, what are you? So I watched my boys' flies, and I watched the behavior of the fish, and I watched the flies and tried to understand what movement they should do to get more attraction. And so we learned a lot. We caught a lot of fish. It's a great fishery. One of the things that'll surprise a lot of people is the catfishing. Catfishing in Lake Powell is as good as it gets. You catch them on bait just fine, literally everything. We got down there, and because of COVID, the store was closed. So we got no ice, which was a problem, and we got no anchovies. Mm. I had some shrimp on board. We used that. But the frank truth is those calves will take a fly.
Well, and, that was my question. How do you get a catfish on a fly?
Well, you do. Look, when we were watching fish, and I was watching this fish, and I didn't know what it was, and it was athletic and long. And then when I got closer, it was a cat. So the cats there are pretty, you know, they're common cats. I did see one cat. I went down on him. He was about, I don't know, in about 18 feet of water, and he was at least a yard long and probably 12 inches wide. I'd say he weighed 44, 45 pounds.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and I wish we'd have caught him, but my son, Finn, is a fishing nut. As soon as he reels in his fly rod, he throws out his spinning rod, and then he runs back, gets a drink of water, and then he reels in his spinning rod, throws out his fly rod. The minute the anchors hit the thing, he was fishing. He had a fish on all the time.
Is that Finn?
That's Finn. He's a fishing nut. Mickey was more strategic. He was out there with the fly rod working the banks. Look, I get in the water, and I go down what is a wall that's fairly steep of slick rock, and there are these holes. You know, I know you kind of see slick rock. They have these big holes that are maybe 3 feet wide and 2-3 feet deep. Well, they're full of fish. So I would come down the wall upside down and look in there, and they were full of largemouth and smallmouth. And they would look right at me like, what are you doing? What are you, you know? And then I'd watch the fly and go, there's a hole right here, drag it by. So I'd go down and watch them. And the fish come out of the hole, hit the fly, and if they don't eat it, they go back in the hole.
So you were a human fish finder for the boys is what was going on.
Yeah, I really was. I was just so interested. And the fish didn't care. The water's so warm and clear. But look, we caught everything. We caught largemouth, smallmouth. We caught bluegills, big old beautiful bluegills, and, of course, the striper. Now, the striper fishing is a little different, a little tougher. The boils were on. The boils aren't supposed to be here for another couple of weeks. We found boils everywhere. And it was hilarious because we're doing it on our houseboat. My boys are on the roof of the houseboat on the awning, and then we spot them, and then we roll up on them and kill the inches and float through, and then they cast, 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 cast. And then they disappear, and then we'd wait, and we'd be quiet. And there it was over there. Then we moved the boy over there. There were people laughing at us. They were all going, "You guys are nuts!"
Yeah.
So you
were striper fishing on the kayaks?
No, we were striper fishing on the houseboat.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how you chased them in a houseboat. That doesn't chase in a houseboat. Don't go together.
No, but it was fun. Yeah. And we did catch them. Absolutely, they got a few on the paddleboard, but the houseboat was best because we could get. Quickly.
Well, I'm going to share the pictures, if it's all right with you, onto...
I love it. That's why I sent them to you.
Yeah, the Facebook page. I told you in a text, I said you make beautiful kids and you make beautiful flies. People need to People need to see the COVID-20, which is appropriately named for the season, and the disco ball, which really lives up to the name as well. So those are two ways
everybody
to
everybody says, what do your flies look like? And so now I post a picture of the fly, you know. There's no secrets in fly fishing. You just tell everybody.
Yeah. All right. That is our look at the Lake Powell, or our fish bites for the week. I just want to remind everybody, we're going to talk more about Lake Powell on the houseboat side in a later segment, so make sure you stay with us this morning. We need to break. We've got ABC News at the top of the hour, and then hour number two of KSL Outdoors coming right up.